We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. That is your 5 at 5. And you're wondering, well, wait a second, I need one more item.
Hold on.
Well, the fifth of the five items on our 5 at 5 is awaiting us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. And that is that the Nationals have made official that they have added left-handed starting pitcher John Lester, a 5-time All-Star, a 3-time World Series champion, and one of the most accomplished playoff pitchers of his era to their roster. He'll be in the middle of this rotation this year, and he joins us now on G&D. John, we're Grant and Danny. Thanks for the call. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Appreciate the time. Why'd you want to come to Washington, man? What drew you here?
I mean, I think a lot of things. Obviously, their pitching staff, the roster, chance to win, the coaching staff. Obviously, I know a lot of guys over there. And, you know, your GM, Rizzo, had a few things to sell me on, so I was really excited.
Yeah, it makes sense. You come to this rotation now with Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin, and they needed another veteran, and it seems like you're a perfect fit. You know, for you at this point, you probably had all kinds of options, whether it was other teams or at 37, you could start thinking about, you know, whether you wind it down. What gives you the drive right now, not only to keep throwing, but what gives you the confidence that you want to get out there and still put people away from the left side in 2021?
I mean, I think the big thing is just winning. I love to win. I love to be a part of rotations like this one. You know, I mean, look at this thing. I mean, you got three guys that are studs, and I'm excited just to kind of sit in the background and listen to them and see what they do and compete with them. You know, I've watched, obviously, Max and Stras and Corbin from afar. I've got to be at a few All-Star games with Max and kind of be around him and see what makes him tick a little bit. But I'm just excited to do it for 162 and see how these guys compete. And hopefully I can, you know, kind of hold up my end of the stick and be a part of that and get some W's along the way. But I think, man, it's just, there's a lot of good things here in D.C. that I'm excited about. And, you know, one thing I know for sure, having Davey over there, is we're not going to lack in having fun. So, you know, if you're having fun, you're going to win ball games, and I think that's an important thing.
How have you evolved as a pitcher over the years, John? I remember when you were coming up that, you know, that spike curveball was nasty as all hell, the rising fastball striking guys out. A lot more cutters, changeups now have kind of added to the repertoire. I hate the term crafty because it's so cliche because you're left-handed, but is that appropriate? I mean, how have you evolved in your mind as a pitcher?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you can't just rely on throwing anymore. You know, you have to rely on beating guys to spots and picking your chances to, you know, to go inside and run that cutter in there. You know, the changeup has become more of a weapon for me over the last year or so. You know, really, you know, using the backdoor curveball, the curveball under, you know, obviously the backdoor cutter and the cutter under. So, you know, you have to know how to use both sides of the plate and make the ball go both ways. And I think, you know, obviously when your velo goes down, you need to do that a lot quicker than say a guy like, you know, Max, who's still blowing it up there at 95, 96. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's it. You just have to learn to use both sides of the plate and you know, all four quadrants, up, down, in, out, and make sure you keep guys, you know, trying to guess a little bit to where that, you know, that 90, hopefully 91, 92 can sneak on by them. You know, where you get into trouble is when you can't locate that heater and they can pick a quadrant to sit and you got to try to beat them with that and you're not going to do it, you know, a lot of times. So, you know, just try to outsmart them. you know, sometimes you can't outsmart them, so you try to outcompete them. And you know, I'll do that as much as I can. I'll try to compete my butt off for you, for this team and this organization. And hopefully, like I said, there's more W's than losses.
Nats fans know all about John Lester's competitiveness. They've been watching him for years, and we saw him up close and personal over the years in the postseason as well. You mentioned Davey Martinez. You were with him as you guys go on a World Series run. You were the MVP of the LCS that year. What's your relationship like with him? How tight are you guys? And what's made him so successful, do you think, as a skipper here?
You know, I think our relationship is pretty good, pretty close, I should say. You know, ever since he came over, or you know, when I was with the Cubs and he came over, man, it's just a different – I think what makes him unique is day in and day out he brings energy. And that's a hard thing to do in this game. You know, it's such a long, long season. And especially in that position, even as a bench coach, more so as a manager, it's hard to bring that energy every single day to where you can bring your guys up. And he does that, man. He's just like – he's like a – Energizer bunny. I mean, it just keeps going, you know, like, and the big thing with that is when you bring guys energy up, guys start having fun, which means they're playing relaxed, they're not pressing, they don't think today is the end of the world if they go 0-4, you know, you just keep grinding. And I think you saw that, what was it, 19, when did you guys win the World? 19, when you guys 19, won the World Series?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you guys went and started just kind of creeping. And all of a sudden you caught fire, and how much fun was going on in that dugout day in and day out. And you could, that translates on the field. You know, the pinch hitters come up, they're loose, they're ready to go. The pitchers are out there just, hey man, I'm letting it all out on the line. I'm going to do my job. And you know, that, I think that's what makes Davey unique. You know, he makes the hard decisions when he has to, but otherwise he just lets his boys play. And you know, you see the end result.
Grant, I like that John Lester's giving you and me, just pudgy idiots, a little bit of credit for that 2019 run. You know what I mean?
We,
a little bit of you guys in there.
We worked very hard for it, John. You know that.
Yeah, we clapped super hard. Oh, dude, that's the best.
Hey, everybody pulls their own rope on that one.
That's right. John Lester with us here on Grant and Danny, new Nats arm. I mean, so you kind of touched on this in terms of developing as a pitcher and beating guys to spots. I'd love for you to comment on just how different it is from when you came up in 06 with Boston. Just hitters, as you said, all or nothing. They don't care if they strike out. They're here to hit fly balls and home runs. Has that affected things at all for you just in terms of your approach?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, I mean, I feel like you have a lot more, you know, deeper counts. You know, guys, you really, your outcomes are three. It's a walk, a strikeout, or a homer, pretty much. So the big thing in this game right now is minimizing walks, right? So if you minimize walks, then that hopefully prevents the 2-3 run homers. You know, now if you give up singles and then you give up the 2-3 run homer, as a pitcher, you can at least lie your head on the pillow that night and go, you know what, they beat me. The walks are what's going to kill you in today's game. It just is what it is, which then drives the pitch count up, which then allows you not to go the third time through the lineup, which is kind of everybody's, you know, skit right now. So, yeah, I mean, it changes your approach. I mean, I think you have to be – there's that fine line of nibbling and then the fine line of attacking on too much of the plate. So you have to really kind of pick your poisons and pick your spots to guys. So that's become harder because lineups are now – they have more depth. And, you know, everybody can hit homers now. So, you know, you like I said, I think it adds – for me, that competition part, that cat and mouse game of my game plan's better than yours and I'm going to execute better than you. And, you know, like I said, hopefully at the end of the game, those walks don't hurt you and they beat you by swinging the bat. I think that's a big thing in today's game. You need to get beat by the other team swinging the bat, which means hopefully your guys swung the bat well and you're in the ball game at the end of the day.
John Lester on Grant and Danny. You can see why, you know, he is beloved in each organization, sharp guy and great on air with us here in his first installment on G&D. But I'll also say great with fans. Fans are going to love him. What you did at the end of your time in Chicago was one of the coolest things ever. For people that don't know about it, I don't know if it was your idea or somebody else's, but if they were on your quote-unquote team, give them a raise. So Lester tweets out, regardless of what's next, I want to thank the fans for the past 6 years. And basically, you pick the weekend. You pick, I think it was four or five different bars that you dig in Chicago. And then you set up through those bars that if fans came in and said, put it on John Stab, you were going to buy Cubs fans their first beer.
So awesome.
And sure enough, you had the read receipts. Like, you posted them. I think it was like $5,000-some and 1,300 Miller Lights on your tab at all those bars over the course of a whole weekend. What an amazing idea.
Yeah, I mean, it was a couple friends of mine. I got a good buddy out of Boston that I've known for a long time, and actually became fairly close to a guy that works for Molson Coors up there in Chicago. And we were just talking one day, just kind of BSing, and they came up with this idea, and we ran with it. And obviously, it turned out awesome. You really couldn't have wrote a script any better than how it turned out. I mean, with everything going on in the world, we were able to get some outdoor seating. Football that weekend, I think it was Halloween weekend, which made it even cooler. It was perfect. And, it ended up turning out well. And, you know, I think the unique part about it is everybody, you know, takes out kind of that newspaper ad or does something on Instagram or Twitter or whatnot. And, you know, we just wanted to do something a little different. And I know how Chicago is. They've bought me plenty of drinks along the way.
They don't mind drinking.
That's great.
No. I mean, who doesn't? You know, you kind of need to decompress sometimes. And, it was just, like I said, it was a perfect storm in all aspects of it, with the places to the people to just how it turned out. I mean, it was an awesome, awesome deal. I'm glad I got to be a part of it. As well, just as much as the fans did.
John, I'm going to sneak this one in here. You mentioned Max Scherzer earlier. I made the mistake, I think it was like 4 years ago, I just kind of wasn't thinking, before a game that he was starting, I said, "Hey, Max," and you would have thought I tried to like kick his dog or something. He looked at me like I was the worst person in the world. And I reminded myself, don't ever do that. Don't look at Max on days that he's pitching. How close to that do you come? Because your competitiveness is legendary. Obviously, high level, you don't do what you've done in this game without being, you know, as competitive as you are. Are you like that on game day? Were you just a different dude?
Yes and no. I mean, if it's one of my teammates, no. If it's, no offense, one of the media members, yes.
Me, sure. I get it.
Yeah. I put my headphones in and I walk around, but the music that I'm listening to is kind of at a low volume. So, you know, if teammates want to talk to me, that doesn't bother me. I talk to people. I really don't kind of click in until I go out there to start warming up. And that's when, you know, that little extra kicks in. And that's, you know, that's where that competitiveness, that wanting to win, that drive. I kind of compare it. I tell people all the time, like, hey, listen, I don't get four at bats every game. I get one day. So this is my day, and I want it to go as well as it possibly can. And hopefully we get that W and we move on to the next guy and he gets that W and move on and so forth. So that's kind of how I look at it. And that's why that day means so much to me. I work so hard to get to that point. And, you know, I'm not going to not talk to my teammates, you know, just because it's my day. But at the same time, I'm starting to get locked in, you know, from the moment I'm there till kind of leading up till I go out there to get ready.
I take two things out of that. John Lester's day to start is like a young lady's wedding day, right? It's his day.
His day.
Leave it be. Let him do his thing. He's picking the music. And the second thing is that if Danny comes up to him and asks him if he finished Bridgerton with his wife on the day that he pitches, he's going to stare at Danny and tell Danny to go away. John, we appreciate the time, man. It's great having you on the show, and we're happy to have you.
Welcome, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'm excited.
Absolutely. We are, too. We're pumped to have you in the middle of the rotation. John Lester, a veteran who's made 22 starts and pitched in 26 games in the playoffs to a 2.5 earned run average through the years. Awesome postseason resume that's helped net him 3 World Series rings. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. We're with you until 6:30 this evening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.